For two decades, software companies grew the exact same way. They charged $30 per user per month. That entire mathematical formula collapses the minute an autonomous agent replaces a human in the workflow. The per-seat model is on the way out. You have about 2 years to adapt before your customer base completely disappears. This is the Throughline Brief for August 23rd. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered. I am West, and we are getting right into it. Enterprise software is entering the coworker era. The AI executes the workflows independently, no human in the loop. Jerry Murdoch went on 20VC and laid out the timeline. He warned that as AI coworkers become more stable and broadly used, SaaS companies without an agentic system are in deep trouble. He gives legacy models 2 years. Think about that. You have 24 months to figure out how to monetize when humans stop logging into your software. We are already seeing this hit specialized tools. Yana Willander talked about how she runs her fashion startup. She needed to use highly complex 3D pattern software. She never learned how to use it herself. She just combined codecs with a computer use tool and let the AI handle the intricate operations. The agent opened up the deep utility in existing SaaS. The barrier to entry for complex software is completely gone. Here is why that matters to you as a founder. If your moat relies on user training or complex human interfaces, that moat is draining fast. The new buyer wants to point an agent at your tool and walk away. You need to price for the actual output. Focus strictly on the value delivered. The model shifted. Every single week, we see more proof that the interface itself is dissolving. Murdoch says you have to adapt your system immediately. Willander proved that founders are already hacking their way around steep learning curves. If you sell B2B software, you are now selling to bots. Adjust your revenue model accordingly. Momentum requires drastic, artificial bottlenecks. You have to restrict time to accelerate your deals. Jen Abel told Lenny's podcast that founders need to cap enterprise sandbox pilots at just 48 to 72 hours. Standard multi-week evaluations kill deal momentum. They let user attention drift. Shrinking the window forces the buyer to focus. It strips out unstructured product tourism. The tighter the window is, fewer people get lost in the process. Proving value in 3 days accelerates the path to a six-figure signature. You manufacture urgency by cutting off access. You force the client to actually test the product. Creative progress demands a similar kind of bottleneck. Rick Rubin explained on Huberman Lab how he enforces boundaries in the studio. He refuses to carry work in progress materials outside the building. He commits total focus to a single session. Then he cuts it off completely to let subconscious processing take over. When he leaves the process, he does his best to keep it out of his head entirely. He leaves all draft materials behind. Here is the takeaway for operators. Unbounded time destroys focus. Whether you are closing an enterprise account or producing a creative masterwork, you need strict constraints. Give your prospect exactly 48 hours to evaluate your tool. Give yourself physical boundaries for your deep work. The constraint is the true catalyst. Max Hodak sat down on No Criers to talk about biological fragility and brain medicine. He pointed out a massive blind spot in how investors view neural interfaces. Hodak said he will talk to VCs who claim they have a BCI bet. He asked them if they only make a single bet on drugs, questioning if that is really how they think about the entire category. He exposes a critical flaw in venture thinking. Treating neural interfaces as a single monolith is a massive mistake. The space is vast and highly nuanced. You need multiple strategic positions to capture the actual value being created. We are going back to Rick Rubin on Huberman Lab for a moment. He brought up a fascinating point about storytelling and how humans process reality. Rubin said our whole lives are reacting to things, making up a story of what we think may have happened without realizing that is what we are doing, and then living the rest of our lives as if that thing we made up really happened. That is a sharp reminder that human perception operates at incredibly low resolution. We run on assumptions. If you are building a product, you have to design for the messy stories people tell themselves. Finally, Rishi Talati went on My First Million to break down consumer positioning. He explained why creator-driven food drops can command such massive premium pricing. Talati says there are food businesses that do marketing, and there are marketing businesses that sell food. If you are a marketing business that sells food, you have absolutely zero price elasticity. That simple shift in operational framing changes everything. It explains why buyers gladly pay triple for a standard product. They are buying a feeling. If you master the marketing side first, the physical commodity becomes highly profitable. Focus purely on the emotion your product delivers. Building durable products in the agentic era requires more than just shipping clever AI tools. You must deeply study the messy, irrational ways humans actually behave. People operate on feelings and made-up stories. Software operates on pure logic. The founders who win will build autonomous systems that perfectly bridge that emotional gap. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.